to anybody listening to this podcast, hello and welcome. We have had an hour of brutal technical problems, but we've finally managed to kind of sort them out thanks to Zoom that we spoke about last week. So hopefully this is the start of the Zoom era of the
podcast.
Would You Rather podcast. Christy's here, she's sitting in the room next to me, tuning in from her phone. Vinny is not far away in Ridley. I've just given away your address. I've just given away your place of residence.
Deniston East.
You're going to have Would You Rather podcast fans outside your house?
Sure I will.
Vinny.
You know, people will be looking at you going, that's that guy who complains about people leaving things in his bin.
Well, don't fucking get me started, because if he came up near my house, he would probably say it's completely understandable.
Has anything been left recently?
No, but obviously the PC. I mean, I'm still wound up about the PC. Who leaves a PC at a bin outside? Do you know what I mean? And parts of it have been going missing since it's been lying there. As if somebody's went in and pulled out the graphics card. Somebody's went in and took out the sound card. It's weird. I don't know what's going on.
No, we've got all that stuff sitting in the kitchen that we need to get to tip. Maybe we should just put it up at Vinny's bin.
I know. I would fucking love that. Vinny, you know that TV that sits behind us when we normally record in our kitchen? That's going
to
be...
You just need to wait until there's another TV broke. Before
that's going to be on top of your bin tomorrow.
Imagine if we did that. It'd be so sad.
I wish you hadn't said anything and we actually just did it. Vinny, by the way, we just drove by your house. Fucking somebody's put a massive telly on top of your bin.
Don't think I wouldn't grass you in either, because I fucking would.
You've done it before.
I would grass you in so fast.
Is there anyone you wouldn't grass in, Vinny?
Aye.
Who?
Why are we not? Why would you not grab? Why would you not?
Well, I wouldn't grass his in, but if he's fly tipped at my bat, I would grass his in so fast.
I wonder why it's called fly tipping.
What's that?
I wonder why it's called fly tipping.
I don't know.
You wonder why it's called fly tipping.
Uh-huh. Fly bastards doing it.
Is it that or is it the bug?
Is fly tipping a British thing or a?
I don't know.
What's funny is that, Christy, this just shows you how people are just so similar, is when you type in fly tipping definition into Google, the second top question is, why is fly tipping called fly tipping?
And it's written that question.
The term fly tipping is derived from the verb tip, meaning to throw out of a vehicle, and on the fly, meaning on the wing, to throw away carelessly or casually. So that's why.
Good.
Just doing it on the fly, tipping out your window. So there you go, Christy. That's the first fact that you've learned from this week's Would You Rather. I'm sure it won't be the last.
You don't get a lot of fly tipping in your bit, do you?
There was some outside the shop, but I actually think that was what Mo asked his tenants to put his stuff so he could get it away. I don't think that was... We did what bad then Kieran started doing. Remember that bag of waste? I think like the Urban Foxes has got to. And all the bank statements and that we're lying about.
I think it's particularly if there's a, and where we live anyway, if there's a shop that isn't that busy or it might even be shut down and it's outside it's got some sort of bush or a little corner. So like where you're talking about, Christy, there's a big bush here, Vinny, where the gardens of the flats start. So for half of Hillfoot Street, obviously, it's just shops. And then it's not a big street, obviously. And then for like the second half of it, they're actual flats, so there's only half of the street that's got a garden on it, and it's the point where the shops stop and the garden starts that people are just kind of tucking, or someone, sorry, has just tucked like a bag of nonsense, bag of rubbish, and it's just been flying about in the wind, or there's been a wee Urban Fox, as Christy said, getting into it.
Do you want to tell us that story again?
We're just explaining your fucking nonsense.
All about the road.
I know, that's true.
All the gardens. Halfway up the street.
I feel like I've got a habit of explaining too much of a story.
I think it's because you live with me and I need a lot of explaining. But
then it's needed. Nah, I think I've been doing this for years. So the podcast is up and running. We're back for our second show in 2 weeks. We're obviously having to do this online because of the current coronavirus outbreak, which doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. So hopefully this is the second in a stretch of decent online podcasts that we do. I was poor last week. I came with zero preparation, zero questions, but I am much more prepared this week. So prepared that I've actually got two questions, and I'm going to actually say to you, I'll give you two, so I can kick us off this week. My first question is kind of movie and film related, and then my second question is just pure smut. It's not so much smut, it's just...
filth.
Smut and filth. It's manky. It's manky.
Is it? I forgot already what they were. You choose so, Vinny.
The choice obviously
I know
is with you guys.
You choose.
Well, how do we want to start off?
In the past, we've obviously always, well, a lot of the time we start off with maybe a question that's a little bit more philosophical. And
I think it's good to start like that and then end with something manky.
So well, people you, don't just get thrown right in there.
Always leaving the big number. Always finish your gig with a big song.
All right. Well, look, I'll start with that one then. So my question was inspired by Christy and I starting The Mandalorian on Disney Plus last night. Don't know if you've seen it, Vinny, right, or you even have Disney Plus.
I've heard about it.
It's good. Baby Yoda's in it.
And it's the best thing ever.
Christy's not actually watched all of the Star Wars, so she isn't fully kind of on top of the relevance of Yoda. Or like how
I don't think you're old enough to watch him, are you, Christy? Are you old enough now? Johnny's been grooming you for
15
years.
Baby Yoda is in it.
If you come up and stay with me during the lockdown, I'll get you the Disney Channel.
Johnny did actually get me Disney Plus for lockdown.
I know, it was me that got the subscription. Wanted to watch Hannah Montana. But so it's based off seeing Baby Yoda and seeing The Mandalorian, and then obviously I asked Christy the question at the time, and I thought actually that would be quite a good would you rather question. So it was, would you rather be a Jedi from Star Wars or a wizard from Harry Potter?
Can we go with the other question?
So now part of the reason why I wanted to ask you this, Vinny, is because I feel like you are the type of weirdo that hasn't watched Harry Potter.
I've seen it. I think it was on one Christmas when I was at my folks and one of them was on.
But have you ever been to the cinema to see Harry Potter?
No.
Have you ever sat down and go, right, let's put Harry Potter on?
Somebody my age turning up to the cinema
Do that in lockdown if that's one thing I ask of you, to watch all the Harry Potter films.
So this is part of the reason why I wanted to ask you it, Vinny, because I also then just wanted to start slagging you for not having watched it.
I'm too cool for Harry Potter.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but that is true.
Now, Vinny, I totally disagree with you.
Was it Tolstoy that wrote Harry Potter?
I totally disagree with you, man.
Really?
Totally disagree.
I thought it was shit when I watched it. They were all flying about in the wee fucking thrushies.
How long did you watch it for?
Playing that game. What's the game?
Brooms.
Quidditch. Get it right, and they fly broomsticks.
Yeah, they're flying brushes. They fucking be.
How long did you watch for? Like the whole of like 20 seconds.
20 minutes or something. And I was like, I'm not digging this.
No, you fucking didn't. You need to watch it from the start.
There's no need for that. I did. Okay. It's not as good as Lord of the Rings.
In case you haven't realised, Vinny, Christy's a big Harry Potter fan.
It's Lord of the Rings for
Wayne. Don't give me that pish. Lord of the Rings is shite.
Look at you, I can see you're getting raging. I've never seen you as angry as this. You're absolutely human.
Shit.
You're so
see,
human,
when I grew
you're
up,
so wound up.
I had all boy cousins and they always just made me watch Lord of the Rings. I'd be like, what is this shit? Like, what is it?
Aye, but it's put on the wee guy with the brushes, flying about, playing a wee game.
I agree with you on Lord of the Rings, Christy, but I don't
I can see
agree
the fume in Christy's face. This is Christy's kryptonite, isn't it? This is the best way to get her angry.
Oh, I love Harry Potter. I wish he was in it.
Part of the reason why I've asked it is because I do love Harry Potter as well, but I also love Star Wars. Now, I don't love either of them to the point where I would...
get
dressed up to watch it or anything like that, but I've watched Harry Potter all the way through twice. I've never read any of the books. I've been to Harry Potter World in England. I would definitely go to one of the other Harry Potter worlds in America. But then Star Wars, I've watched Star Wars all the way through, seen all the latest ones in the cinema, and I've obviously started watching The Mandalorian too. I would maybe say that my fondness for both is on a similar level. But ignoring the fact that you like it, think about what they have. Ignore the fact whether you like it or not. Think about the powers that you would have if you were one of these things. So if you were a Jedi, you would basically be able to choke somebody without going anywhere near them. You'd just be able to hold your hand up like that and choke.
You're not just magic then? Are they just not like Harry Potter?
No, so well, no, well, no, slightly different. They can fight, for one. Jedis.
And I just think of Jed. I don't know
if Harry Potter can fight that much.
A Jedi.
A Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Sure. And then, I bet you that's porn. I bet you that's what someone's done. That's what it's called.
100% that there's a porn with that.
There's got to be a Harry Potter one as well, surely.
Yeah, probably will be.
Harry Potter.
We should do some research. That'd be fun.
Well, I'm just.
I just don't get that. I said that to Johnny the other day. So I love The Simpsons. Been watching The Simpsons at night time this morning on Sky One, and I'm like, I just don't get the people that would watch the cartoon porn of these type. Love the cartoons.
Ah, strange. But there's all sorts out there, aren't there? I don't know.
Weird.
So, what's Johnny researching here?
If you had to answer, I'm researching a wee bit of something, but if you had to answer, what would you say?
Jedis are cooler, are they not?
What?
Jedis have got 20/20 vision.
Does that not mean they're drunk?
No, it means they've got good vision, whereas Harry Potter's a specky wee prick.
Harry Potter is fucking... Don't give me your shite until you watch it. I just don't like people saying... They don't like it until they've watched it. Like, I had this argument with Kieran time and time. Johnny's brother, Kieran, I'm sorry, she said that time and time again. And his girlfriend made him watch it, and he watched it, and he fucking loved it.
Aye.
Don't give me it.
I don't know. It seemed soulless.
You've watched 20 minutes of a random one, and you watched it sequentially.
I thought that was a big accent scene. Not was it not? No.
The what?
I thought that was a big scene in the film.
What, the Quidditch scene?
Nah.
The only thing I'm thinking is maybe you're thinking of the first one where, what do you think, John? Now the one where the tutor's like trying to taint his broom.
just Johnny's just changed his background on here, and it's a big. What did you call him? You call him Muscly Tits, wouldn't you?
What's wrong with him? Why are they like that?
I don't know. Get some woman bodybuilder. Just I thought it was that Fabio guy at first, but it's some female bodybuilder.
Mostly
tits.
As we're doing this on Zoom, for anyone listening, you can change your Zoom background, and I've changed mine to a big bodybuilder woman wear top off.
Where did that really, come from?
It came from the WhatsApp chat that Vinny and I are in. There was a game of Battle Nips played on yesterday. Right.
What's Battle Nips?
So it was basically a topless woman whose midriff and boobs were covered by numbered boxes, and you basically had to pick the numbered box where her nipple lay behind. And I'll give you one guess as to who sent it.
Sean Gallagher.
No, he's related though.
Conor Gallagher.
So I tried to get Conor to come on today's podcast about half an hour ago, about an hour ago. But he complained of technology issues. So maybe for next week now that we've actually able to do this through Zoom.
Who won Battle Nips?
So Battle Nips, I didn't win it anyway. It ended up the last year had like crazy drippy cannons.
I got the first one.
Did you get the first one?
Aye, I went low.
Were you proud of yourself?
I was. They were massive, weren't they? Massive.
It was obscene. Like, there was no way that anyone could seriously sort it out.
It was obscene.
But anyway, back to the question. Who do you think you would rather be? A Jedi or...
What does he do? What does he do, Christy? What does he do?
He's a wizard.
Does he need his stick?
What, his wand?
What, his broomstick?
Excuse me? His wand?
His wand? His twig.
Only a 50-year-old would have this observation of Harry Potter.
Look how raging you are. I can see it in your face.
You've not given him a chance.
I can see it.
It could be the end of the friendship.
Does he need his wand?
As in, give me some context.
If you're a wizard, you need your wand. If you're a wizard, you need your wand. Harry Potter's goal in life was to stop Voldemort.
What if he misplaces it? What if he loses it? He must have done in the films. He must have put it somewhere, but just lost it.
Nah, if you do misplace it, then wizards don't misplace their wand. The same way that Jedi's don't misplace their lightsaber. So that's a big part of it too, Vinny. Would you rather cut about with a lightsaber or cut about with a wand?
But you don't need either or. You can still... Harry Potter's, you could basically punch fuck out him if he's not got his wand. You could, couldn't you?
Probably.
You could. You know, Christy, admit it. Admit it, Christy.
No, I'm
admit
not
it.
Admitting anything.
You could fucking kick his...
Petty argument.
You can smash his wee specky face out, right? If he's not got a wand.
Don't get me wrong.
Christy is taking this so personally, as if he's
Daniel Radcliffe.
There's no talking about that.
Does annoy me a wee bit now because I feel like he's always going to be Harry Potter. But.
No, have you seen Maniac? Have you seen Maniac that he's in? That is mental.
No, I've not.
No, that's not him. That's a lovely guy.
That may be. That was like a Christy fact there, Vinny.
That's a wee guy at Lord of the Rings.
Elijah Wood.
They're pretty much the same person.
He's in Green Street as well. You ever seen that? Or football? Is it Football Factory? Football Factory.
Green Street.
I actually watched that the other week. Have you ever went back and watched that and listened to how bad Charlie Hunnam's English accent is in it?
In Green Street?
Aye. Or well, not English accent, Cockney accent.
Usually when you go back and watch these films, they're just terrible anyway. Like, football.
Charlie Hunnam's accent, right? He's actually English.
Right.
I'm sure he's from Newcastle. And his Cockney accent is up there with the worst of anybody I've ever heard.
Why is it so bad?
Right, wait, I'll try and get it up for you, right? So have you ever seen Green Street, Christy?
Don't think so.
So it's a film about West Ham's hooligan group called Green Street. I don't know whether they exist anymore or whatever.
Of course, YouTube fannies have watched it.
They
see that aggression there.
And I was thinking that. So I'm going to share my screen with you now, right? And I hope that you can maybe hear it. This is a new thing for me, and hopefully all you listening to this can hear.
This is amazing technology.
I know, fucking hell.
This is incredible.
You can hear what comes out of Charlie Hunnam's voice here.
What immediately is making you stressed by that screen?
So can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Alright,
yeah,
here we go. Mate, I think we should get on the next train and fuck off there, Liam. Oh, no, my God, man. So,
Arrow, my clown. Oh, fuck off, you're out in a bubble. I'm not being fat. But the last thing I want to do is take you to the metro. You can have a wander around where Churchill to the top.
Can everyone hear this? Just us, like, listening?
Everyone should be able to hear it.
A tomcat, shit. It's Roman slang. Like, bees nanny for money. And for fuck's sake, I'm sort of going into my place at this.
I think we've all figured that he's got a shy accent.
The worst accent in the world. The worst accent in the world.
Benny, what is stressing you out about Johnny's browser right now?
It's all the icons at the bottom. Or the browser, or the browser tabs.
The amount of fucking tabs he's got opened.
So look at that. Charlie Hunnam is from Newcastle upon Tyne. And he can't do a Cockney accent. Now, we are from further north than Charlie Hunnam is. Christy, I reckon you would do a dynamite Cockney accent.
What does a Cockney one go like?
So they're basically a London accent. What you would assume is a London accent.
I'm much finished then, lad.
Why did you decide to say how much for this then, lad? Say again.
Disney film.
Go for it.
Can I get part of day, mate?
Hey, see, that's not actually that bad. It's definitely not as bad as Charlie Hunnam's, man. Horrendous.
Oh, man.
So every time I watch it, I always think back to how terrible it was. And I don't know how we ended up getting onto that, to be fair. I think it's just because Elijah Wood was Vinny was trying to compare him. But
Harry Potter all day, every day. I'm not having any.
Why? Why? Push. For what reason? What reason?
Because he's just the best. You've not watched the films.
He needs a tool. He needs a tool.
So does the Jedi. They need a lightsaber.
No, they don't always need one. Darth Vader used his lightsaber, but a lot of time it was just.
Right. Is Darth Vader the red guy?
No, black.
No. Who's the red guy?
The red guy.
Red and black. Darth Maul.
He's not a big one.
So that's the reason why I'm choosing Harry Potter, because I don't think I've seen enough of Star Wars to really make a conscientious choice.
You were always going to choose me, Harry.
I'm going to go for Jedi just because I think it'd be fucking cool, man, to see you're a Jedi. So cool to see
you're still a Jedi, though, aren't you?
And I get a feeling, Vinny, you would be the same.
Of course. Of course.
Jedi 1 and Jedi 2.
Just even the fact that they've got better vision.
Jed 1 and Jed 2.
You don't want to be fighting and your glasses steam up.
Pair of Jeds.
Not all wizards are like Harry Potter, though, Vinny. There's some famous wizards that...
But we're talking about Harry Potter, aren't we?
No.
No? So just any wizard?
A wizard from Harry Potter.
Well, that just means Harry Potter to me.
Stop, it wasn't like I was saying like either Luke Skywalker or Harry Potter. It was like, you know, the whole wizarding world, you would be one of them. You'd be like Dumbledore or you'd be your own special wizard. You wouldn't be them, but you would be a wizard.
Right.
So, still Harry Potter.
Sounds like it's 2-1. Me and Vinny going for the Jedis and Christy going for...
Fuck the two of you.
Harry Potter.
I just sense that Christy is absolutely fuming.
Aye, furious. Absolutely furious. Right, that's question one out the way. A bit more higher brow than some of the questions that they follow, I think. Either of you two want to fire in with the second question and show?
Up to you, big boys. Do you want to go first?
What's yours like?
Mine's just nonsense. I just read it and it made me laugh.
It's unlike you.
I don't know when I've written it down, but I don't really think it makes sense.
Right, so hit us with it.
Would you rather be an Ant-Man or a giant man?
Oh, it's so simple, man. So would you rather be Ant-Man or giant man?
Yeah, who is giant man?
Oh, you've got like the James and the Giant Peach has got a massive giant at the top of it, doesn't he?
No, it's a giant peach. Dipshit, it's in the title.
Oh, James shit, I'm thinking a big friendly giant.
BFG?
Aye, BFG. Sorry.
You can be the BFG. Yeah, so I think maybe let's set some parameters of the question. Like, you can either become really, really toady or you can become massive.
Is that a choice?
How massive are we talking?
Massive.
How massive are we talking? Exactly. So,
just massive.
Over like 8 feet, or are you talking like 20 feet?
Oh, nah, abominable snowman.
Are you talking like
building size?
Yes. Yeah, like so same size as a building. Height of the tenement.
Because I'm obviously thinking if you're only going to become like eight and a half feet, 9 feet, then you're going to get a massive chopper.
Yeah, so I think maybe swing the height of the city chambers.
Right, that's pretty big then.
But you can change into that?
Yep.
Or is that the way you are?
No, it's permanent, surely. Surely it's not just a one-time thing.
I don't know.
Ah, can it just be a one-time thing?
No, I mean, you could turn it on and off. Maybe when you want to be big and run around the world, you could be.
What?
How long do you think it would take you if you're that size to get to America?
What, tall?
Yeah.
You'd still need to swim.
You'd be there in like 5 steps.
No, you'd still need to swim. If you're the size of the city chambers.
Basically, you're saying it's five city chambers length to get.
You need to swim for a start, Christy. You need to swim in that freezing cold water all the way over.
My ears are too small for these things. They keep falling out.
I mean, the length of 5 city chambers would maybe get you to about Hope Street.
Aye. I don't think it would really eat into your New York trip.
Ant-Man, the size of an ant.
Right, so I've seen Ant-Man, the film. Again, we're getting back to films. And he does a lot of stuff, being small, that I think he gets too small. For example, there's been a recurring theme in this show about me wanting to creep on people. And I feel like if I was an ant-sized, I could just sweep right underneath their door and then just chill out and watch whatever they're up to. Maybe even like if I
spit it out.
Went into a wee Ant-Man, snuck into Vinny's house, snuck into the bathroom and he was doing a shite, just tickled his like tickled his balls.
Why is this your sort of you're approach?
Just tickled his balls or just done something to make the shit a wee bit less enjoyable.
You are disgusting. I don't think though if an aunt, sometimes an aunt walks on you and you can't feel it. Like, I don't know if he would feel it on his undercarriage.
Oh no, I'd be using something and he'd be freaked out and he'd be like, why is this bit of soap tickling me now? Like, why is this bit of toilet
roll? Why is this wee tiny ant type thing wearing a pair of grey shorts? Fucking wear all the time.
Do you think I'm wearing
a football top?
Do you think I'm wearing grey shorts right now?
Aye, and a football top.
So I've just stepped up on the Zoom and Vinny can see my grey shorts in all their glory.
He's doing a crotch shot.
Christy absolutely loves those grey shorts.
It's a complete shot of your camel toe there.
I know. Vinny, what you should have done before this podcast kicked off, by the way, was put your oven on and got those cookies in so we could see your live reaction to how good they are.
Could have. Maybe next time.
Disappointing. Right, so Vinny, what are you thinking? Giant Man or Ant Man? You're already quite tall anyway. What's your thoughts?
I know.
So thank you for Giant Man. Think of the size of Willy you'd have.
Like, already been brought up.
If I was a giant man, it would maybe.
No, you're a giant man, it's too big. You're gonna kill people.
Well, it depends how small it is when you start with.
You might find a giant lady.
If you're starting with a wee maggot, it could only maybe just be average size by the time you go giant.
That's true.
Aye, because a giant's maggot might be a workable size.
6 inch.
Aye. That might be all right. If you get like a micro boby, it could then just turn into like a normal sized if you become a giant.
But
aye, that makes sense.
It would be good for knocking fuck out of people.
What, just the pendulum? Oh, yeah, I thought you were just talking about
it. But the thing is, I think you're struggling to comprehend quite how much power you would have. Like, it's not a case of you knocking fuck. You would literally be killing people. You'd be stamping on them. Anytime you hit them, they'd just be dead in an instant.
Well, that's technically not necessarily.
Well, like, you watched Game of Thrones, didn't you?
Yes.
They had giant people in that, and they were some serious.
Yeah, but they weren't that giant.
Aye, they were huge. They were probably about the same size. Well, maybe a wee bit smaller than the City Chambers, but they were big.
They weren't as big as the City Chambers. Bit of a difference here.
Is your clothes changing size?
You're wearing the clothes that you're wearing at the time, so they just get ripped right off.
No. I was going to say the full thing would adapt.
What? I mean, you'd have stretchy clothes.
Yeah.
If your clothes ripped and you just done it, and I'll go for George Square since we're talking about City Chambers. If you've done it in City Chambers, then you're just full scud, even though you were about 40 foot tall.
Would you care?
Aye, I would.
Would you care?
I would still take a Beamer.
Get the impression, Vinny, that you're not a big fan of the old public displays of nudity or anything like that?
No, I'm not.
Yes, I take pride in myself when Johnny's in the shower to open the door and let our neighbours see him.
Fucking does my nutting, honestly. Most infuriating thing, one of the most infuriating things about Christy is that I'll be in the shower, mind them own business, and she'll just breeze right in, door right open.
Why don't you
start doing a shite and I'm left there? I'm only joking. But she'll breeze through, open the door, and particularly at night, and I can see right across. I'm like, Christy, see if I can see right across into their flat. Chances are they can see right across into your flat and see me washing.
Why don't you lock the door?
I will know that kind of couple, like.
I think you quite like it. Of course.
When you go in for
sure. I fucking hate it. See, when you go to somebody's house for a party, and see if it's a tenement as well, now you get the big long toilets in the tenement, and you go in, and they've not got a fucking lock on their door, or it doesn't work. I'm like, ugh.
I know, I hate it. I don't like it.
I mean, there's no need for that tension. It should be relaxing in the toilet. There's no need for...
What do you do then? Do you really quickly or do you hold it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just kind of turn around every so often to shout, I'm in here. Is it not an episode of Curb where he's in the party and there's a dodgy lock in the toilet in the new series?
I've not seen the new ones. I've not seen any of them.
There is.
Is that a party and there's a dodgy lock in the new series?
He's at some function or some do, and he goes to use the toilet, and then he sees it's got no lock on it, so he goes up the stair. He ends up talking to the daughter, and then he cuts the doll's hair.
Oh,
have you seen it?
Is that in the new series though?
Aye.
Is it the new series? And then Jeff's wife goes crazy wanting the daughter's the doll's head back or something like that.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
I don't
know
if that's the new season. I think that might have been the season before.
Because I started watching them all again.
Aye.
So I'm getting confused.
What a show. Aye. Can you imagine next week we lined up Larry David to come on this?
I don't think there's much
What
chance.
A buzz.
Why don't we just get...
Well, I'll just try and dig at his email, man, and we'll send something.
Aye. So the appeal of being scud, full scud at 40 feet. And then before you know
think
it,
if you're at the scuds and you're that big, you just accept it.
But people would see your fucking big arsehole and everything.
I don't really give a shit.
Can you imagine seeing an arsehole that big? Especially Vinny's, Christy. Think about that.
I know. A big massive dangleberry ready to drop.
Crush
30 people.
And then you go back
to normal size. And then
doing a shite would be a weapon if you were that big.
That is true. That is one thing. Like, obviously, it's just if you become small, it'd be easy to hide. But if you're big, then you wouldn't, because everyone would see you.
Nah, look, it's giant. It's giant for me. Sorry, it's Ant-Man for me, just because of the sort of stuff that I could get up to.
No, fuck that. No chance.
What, you going
I'd
giant?
Go big.
You going giant?
I would imagine getting hit. I'm saying Vinny.
I know, Vinny. Come on, make your mind up.
I'm still going giant because I hate spiders. And I thought that a spider could destroy me.
All right, pussy.
No. Well, you fucking tackle a spider when it's the same size as you.
Hey, as Vinny, I'm sure
you
on last
like mount one and ride it about.
I'm sure on the last podcast we spoke about spiders and I was saying, oh, we're up high and I fly. See that night?
Oh my god, yeah.
We got the biggest spider, the first one ever, trapped it, chucked out the window. Honestly, it was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, we're fucking just talking about it earlier on, saying we don't have any spiders and what would we do? And because of the conversation we had, I thought, right, I'm going to chuck it out because I think you made the point that they probably catch themselves or they web onto something.
It was a big black one, the hairy one's mental.
Might even have been your wee mate. He used to play catch with.
Aye, could have been. Aye,
Sammy?
Might be looking for me.
Is it Sammy?
Stevie.
Stevie. Stevie. Right, I'm going to go. I'm going ant. Vinny's going giant. What are you, Christy?
I'm going ant too.
Okay, cool.
Right, hold on. Question. I'll just talk amongst yourselves for a second, quick second. I need to check if my art supplies have came.
Okay.
Delivered.
Okay, cool. Right, so last week's question was, and we might not ask this now, we'll recap it in a minute, Christy, because we don't want any dead sound. Do you know what I mean? Vinny sent across a question that was asked on Twitter the other week.
Okay.
Now, it's a wee bit difficult for me to find because Vinny has sent about a million like Twitter screenshots into our chat of people he's reported. It's a wee bit difficult to decipher. It was from, there we go, we've got it. I think it was from... I don't actually know who this, but Ross A. Gibson on Twitter, who asked...
Hi, Ross.
Says, hi, guys, love the show. Think I've got a belter. He says, would you rather that any time you felt absolutely ecstatic, you violently soil yourself? I'm talking shite right up the back, completely indiscreet. Or any time you feel absolutely devastated, you have the most powerful orgasm you've ever had, like full-on moaning, shaking the lot. And his examples were, you win £500 on a scratch card in a supermarket, boom, shite everywhere. Or your mum tells you that your granny's died, boom, stoner, moaning, shaking and wet patch. That's a brilliant example. Brilliant example.
Boom, stoner.
I think Ross is definitely the general theme of this podcast.
Yeah,
boom stoner are two words I've never heard go together and they work so well together.
They do work well.
I know. So what's your thoughts?
I mean, the shite up the back is not good, but boom stoner. I mean,
I suppose I'm a girl, so I wouldn't get an immediate stoner, but I don't know. I suppose you need to look at like the situation, and I think the sad situation, you don't want to act anything else but sad.
No. You can't be going to funerals.
No.
Shooting your load.
No.
And everyone knowing about it.
Yeah, I don't think you can. They'll just not invite you to any funerals.
And I mean,
I suppose that might be a bad thing.
You might not have that many amazing moments anyway of pure joy of...
I know, that's what I was thinking about.
Suppose watching football and stuff like that. What was it? What was the first part?
Yeah, so first, that's what I was going to ask.
The first part was you win £500 on a scratch card in the supermarket and boom, shit everywhere. So it's basically
no, not the example. When you feel ecstatic.
So yeah, when you feel ecstatic, you violently soil yourself.
When you have an orgasm, would you shite an orgasm at the same time?
It's a possibility. Definitely.
Ross, we need you to clear up these fine details.
See, this is the thing when we get fan questions in or get listener questions in. They obviously need to be prepared for this. They pick them apart without them being able to explain themselves. So
I definitely just think off the top of my head, sorry to interrupt you, I would immediately go for the shush.
You will fucking be sorry.
Who are you kidding? Who the fuck are you kidding?
Shite right up the back's never good, is it?
No, it's not. It's shite. Literally shite.
Up the back?
Up the back.
But I mean, he gave a good example there of finding that your granny's dead. And
I know, you could not act like that. I think that's what it comes down to. I'll take the shit all day long, up my back, in my bits.
I'd be much happier shiting up my back, knowing at least if there was somebody else out there getting a stoner when they're getting told people have died in an orgasm. That would make me fine. I could live with that then.
Yeah.
At least I'm not that guy.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You can't possibly say that you would take the shite up the back when you're ecstatic. Like, no fucking chance.
How? I thought you were going to say the other thing.
Because
now.
It's like a mood killer. I think what you need to take is, like, if you're disappointed by something, if you get some bad news, you might as well take a wee bit of positivity in that, and you're going to get a lot of enjoyment.
That's a good point, actually.
You know, I get that it's probably not the most discreet way to, well, neither of them are particularly discreet, but if you were being told by your mum that your granddad died and then all of a sudden you start kind of moaning and shaking and having the best time of your life, you could put it off as just being a condition, and that condition obviously is very enjoyable.
The shitting thing's a condition,
but it's not the kind of condition that you want. Whereas the condition of having an orgasm every time you get bad news, like, I think we could all live with that.
Think so?
I don't know.
Oh well. Fair play. You used to feel free to shit yourselves then, no problem. I am right, on board.
You would need to change your shorts because you couldn't wear these shorts because they'd just show up a big grey, soggy patch in them.
True, but what would you rather, Vinny? Like, would you rather clean every day, clean shite up at your ass?
I'm ecstatic every day.
You don't strike me as the kind of guy that is ecstatic every day, but every so often you're ecstatic. You'd rather clean shite at your ass and pants and all that than a wee bit of jizz every so often.
A wee bit of jizz. I've got hundreds of jizz.
Hey. Big bastard.
Big jizz machine.
Big jizz bomb. I don't play the scratch cards. I would probably just take myself out of the situation.
Yeah, I'm going with you, Vinny. I think Johnny's talking shite. Would he fuck deal happily knowing that every time there's bad news, he would come? That is bullshit for you.
But Johnny would just be hanging about hospitals waiting for bad news to come out.
No.
Fucking gimp mask on.
Praying for death.
Get a job in a funeral parlour.
All right, well, look, I'm still going to stick by what I've said. I'm going to go for the for Rossi's second option,
it's a good question.
When you feel devastated, really you have the most powerful orgasm.
Boom, stoner.
What are you going for, Christy?
I'm going to go for shite myself. I don't give two fucks what you all think.
Vinny?
Shite up the back.
Oh, okay.
All over
right.
Sometimes I shite on my back anyway, you could know though
it was coming. Like, you'd know you're gonna, oh, you suppose you would know if you're gonna get good news.
You could probably know either way a little bit. But you know, if you were to know either way, then what would you do? You know, if I was with Vinny and I knew that I was gonna get some bad news, I'd just pull my scants down and just fucking all over him, man. All over his trousers, just wreck them. Wouldn't care. Then again, Jesus. Being excited, I'd love to. You just love to. You'd love to just shite over one of your mates, eh? And just. You'd love to just fob it off as like a condition. You know, you're there with one of your mates and you've just shat all over their shoes. And you're like, I'm sorry, man, I just fucking condition. Nothing I can do about it.
That's such a football team banter mentality.
That is shite.
You just want to fucking shite on each other.
Well, look, I mean, you know the reason why, and Christy knows this story, and you might know it, Vinny, and I might even have told this on the podcast before, but we went
you
to
shit on someone,
went,
have you?
No, we went to Transmit like 2 or 3 years ago.
You have told this story.
See the Arctic Monkeys. And if I have told the story, then apologies. But if I haven't, or you're listening for the first time and haven't heard this, then it's worth hearing again. And went to Transmit in Glasgow to see the Arctic Monkeys, my favourite band. And there was a fair few A's there. And because obviously we really, really wanted to see them, we got into a really good spot, quite sharp. I think I had I don't know what do they call the act, that the supporting act, the act that comes right just before the main.
Today, Junior.
Sorry, I'm not the one that's in a band. So we were in a good spot, right? And it was at that time of night, it was just crammed, obviously. So if anyone had to get out to go and get a drink or to go to the toilet or anything really like that, then
what was the weather like?
It was really nice, but you couldn't get. You obviously, if you needed to do any of those things, then you would just be admitting defeat and going, well, I can't enjoy this with my mates. So we were drinking in Connor, who you obviously know, Vinny, and Christy definitely knows, and for people listening to the podcast where they heard us talking about it before, Connor was like, I need a piss, man. Really need a piss.
Connor's Johnny's best pal.
So
we've told us on this year.
He has. He's doing the full thing again. You could have a
have I told us? Have you heard
I'm
it,
sure
Vinny?
Told that, like, I'm sure you told that about two episodes ago.
Right, well, anyway, so it's more illustrating my point of why I would enjoy shiting over my pals, but he pisses into this cup. He pisses into this pint cup, gets to the top of it, it starts to overflow. And as he's holding it and it's overflowing, it slips out. Because he's obviously trying to hold it with like the edge of his finger and thumb so that he doesn't piss all over his hands. And then because he's holding it so tentatively, it slips out because it's so heavy, hits the floor, bounces right up, and it particularly goes all over my sister-in-law Fiona's shoes. And my brother Nicky's absolutely mental. But see, if Connor had done that and it was one of your mates that he had pissed all over their shoes, I would have been absolutely gutting myself. It would have been the funniest thing in the world.
You wouldn't if it would have been you that got
I'd have been raging
on.
If it had been me. But see if it had been there like, see if Vinny had been there and Connor had pissed all over Vinny's shoes, I would have gutted myself. It would have been the funniest thing in the world. Honestly, it would have been the funniest thing in the world.
But shite's taking it to a different level. Over
I know,
Sundays.
Shite is a different level of piss.
It's stinking.
In that scenario, you would have had to have shat into the cup and then try to, do you know what I mean? That's different.
I'm more imagining like you're in a big crowd of folk and very slyly, you just kind of squat down a little bit, pull the shorts down and just pop a few wee shites out and onto your mate's shoes.
Why are you disgusting?
See, last week, we didn't even really talk about shiting at all.
And I know, you so fucking held it in and now it's all
shite. It's so shite heavy.
You have probably summed it up best, Vinny. I think it's probably just my opinions on what's funny.
We shite on like,
what I find funny, the kind of stuff that you could potentially... I'm saying this, I've never shat in my mates, right? Let's just establish this now. But if I had a condition where I shat any time I'm excited... I think maybe I would just shite wherever I wanted then and just go
so
well.
So you sound as if you've changed your opinion then?
Nah, I've not. It would be funny, but nah, man. Like, truthfully, the feeling of having an orgasm every time you get bad news, it's like betting against your own football team to win. You know, betting on them to lose.
I've waited all this time as if like you're going to change your answer and you're still sticking with coming when you get bad news.
Look, neither are amazing options, right? Neither are amazing options, so there's no clear winner. And I see the merit of both options that Ross has given us, but I'm going to go for the orgasm one. I'd be interested to know what Ross thinks as well. Boom.
Apologies
also,
to
Boom.
Boom
Stoner,
Christy. Content.
Boom Stoner.
Boom Stoner. That's a good one. Title of this episode is Boom Stoner.
Right, yeah, I will. I remembered. Boom Stoner. Right, good question, Ross.
Thanks,
for anyone
Ross.
Else listening, send them in for next week. Vinny,
apologies for
off,
Johnny's disgusting.
Have you got a good question?
But what's your other question? Is your other question shite related?
Mine?
Actually,
aye. If you've not got any lined up, Vinny, then I'll let you away.
I've got a question, but it might end up being shite related, and I'm like, we're a bit shite heavy tonight.
Well, so my question's definitely shite related, but I can keep it for next.
No,
I can keep it for
Vinny.
Next week.
Right.
No more for shitey Sean in the corner. He can shut up.
Shit. Jesus. Would you rather have arseholes for eyes or a knob, or a knob for a nose?
Definitely shite related then.
Oh. So you shit out your eye holes?
Well, I was thinking that it would still have to be functioning to a point.
So you can still see?
Would it not be the aesthetic?
You can, of course, you can still see. You can still, for some reason, you can see out them.
So what would it be, an eyeball with an arsehole round about it?
No, just an arsehole.
Would your eyes smell like shite?
If you don't clean them.
What do you mean?
But how can you see out them if you don't have an eyeball?
We don't need to get into that. It's just, you just can't see. You can see out the wee pinholes. Inside. Your eyeballs are inside the anus. So right in there.
Arseholes are disgusting looking.
So is Johnny's knob, I would imagine.
It's fair enough. I can't imagine either of that good looking. So I'm imagining if you get a knob for a nose, you're looking a wee bit like Squidward from SpongeBob. I know you're a wee bit old for that, Vinny.
He's far too old for that. He's going to have no context of who that is.
Like, let's be honest with ourselves, right, as well, is I'm sure there are many, and I'm not one of them, but I'm sure there's many a man out there. We could get some, I know that we could get some of my pals on this, Connor, for example, who I think if you were to give them the option of being able to suck their own cock, they would take it. And I think if your knob was at the end of your nose, so close to your mouth, that I think there's a lot of people that would take some pleasure in.
You would never be able to suck it.
Aye, but you could use your mouth just as a wee kind of bit of foreplay. You get a wee tickle just to get it in the mood. Christy, imagine, speaking from a female perspective, can you imagine if I had like a double dose of Bobby? Like, Vinny, is this question, see if I've got the knob on the end of my nose, does that mean I've not got my knob and wear the knob normally?
No, you've still got your other knob.
So, Christy, I would have a double dunter.
Like, you could technically do missionary and get a blowjob at the same time.
Exactly,
I was just thinking that, but I was getting confused because I was like, does I have the willy in my nose? So would Johnny suck the willy while...
I'll be sucking no willies, right? Let's just get that for the start, right? I make shite my mates, but I'm absolutely not sucking.
Johnny would be demanding a cheeky V69.
So for the guy, that's would definitely kind of what be I was good. Thinking. I was more thinking for you, Christy, that if you just go, just by sitting Johnny's face, if you get a knob in your face, then it's gonna be definitely a bit more enjoyable.
But then it could accidentally spring off.
So if you get the knob on your nose, do you also have the balls in there as well?
No,
the balls are the ball.
That's just far-fetched.
I know.
Aye, how would that possibly look? You've got to go for the knob nose, man. Fuck having arseholes for eyes.
I know, arseholes are pretty disgusting. That's all I'm thinking about is how disgusting. I mean,
can you imagine answering the last question? So Christy's just shouted me in from next door to say, right, Christy, come on through here to say that our phones died.
Jesus.
This just shows you how much of a shambles this podcast is. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Christy in to speak on the same mic as me. Christy, come on in. We'll bring her in as special guest on my mic.
So
you can all hear her. There she is. Mic ran out. Phone ran out. The big reveal, Vinny, but actually in the same house.
There you go. Shattered the illusion.
The only thing is, I can't hear Vinny now.
That's true. This is such a professional finish.
Right, well, we're going to wrap this up in a second. Why don't we just answer this question quick?
Oh, we're really getting into it, though. Guys, I have a quick question. Are my arsehole eyes hairy?
Is your arsehole hairy?
No.
it's an exact replica of the arsehole you've got right now.
Oh, yeah, mine isn't hairy.
It's not like I'm going to get a big fucking 20-incher. I'm going to need to stick with the 2-incher that I've got.
That's that.
Right on my nose. Probably be smaller than the nose I've got now. But I'm more thinking, Vinny, if you've got arseholes for eyes and you shite yourself, or if we were to obviously apply it to Rossi's last question, if I was to get...
How often do you shite yourself?
Shit from my eyes. Imagine drilling right down into my beard and that, like, just wouldn't be very good.
I think if you're a teenager, it'd just be hard-ons on the time, wouldn't it? In your nose.
I think I could deal with that more with the shit than the shit on my face.
Aye.
Plus, having a hard-on, you don't smell.
You would have a cheesy knob at the end of your nose and you'd be smelling that though.
And my knob would be clean, unlike yours.
That's a shocking line for her.
That's what we're calling the podcast. That's the title.
It's called Boom Stoner. My knob would be clean and no cheese like yours. Yeah, I'll
loves,
call that. That's
Love's Young Dream. Love's Young Dream right there.
What would you go for, Vinny?
Hello? Are you there?
Arseholes isn't appealing, is it?
No.
Nah, fuck that shit.
I mean, one's bad enough. Having three to maintain one is two
Why
wanking options. Is...
One? You bet you shave your arsehole.
I'd love to see you put a nasal strip on your new knob nose. But... see what that could do for your performance.
I mean, I've got quite a big nose, so my knob nose would definitely be smaller.
Easily. You're still in the same boat.
Easily.
Right, so you're going for... So I'm knob nose. Christy, you knob nose?
I'm knob nose.
Vinny, you knob nose?
Aye.
Knob nose.
Knob right, nose so
knob, knob nose, he's all round. I think this is a good point to end this week's podcast. Sorry, I think we've went for well over an hour. Christy did say before we kicked off that she thought... we would maybe run into some issues with her phone battery. We weren't actually going to do it on the phones, so that's why we've ran into this wee issue. So sorry about the lack of forward planning when it comes to the technology, but next week, I promise, we'll absolutely 100%
nail it.
And have a guest.
And have a guest next week. That's the
main thing.
Aye. Even if it's somebody that we mention on this podcast on a regular basis, like if it needs to be Connor or Kieran or somebody like that, I think we can get them on definitely.
I like that. I like the way you've said that. It's basically saying if we can't get anyone decent, we'll at least get somebody bottom of the pile.
Aye, these two weapons. You can listen to the nonsense from me. So that's what the plan is for next week. Thanks for anyone that listened to the podcast this week. Ross for his question. Anyone else that sent us feedback over the last week? If you want to send us a question after listening, you can send one obviously to all the Top and Boys channels, which you can get as normal. The Would You Rather podcast is You Rather Pod on Twitter. You can get Vinny on Twitter at Vincent Brownlow, me on Twitter at Beanroll. If you send me anything that you want to send for Christy, put FAO Christy in it and I will direct that onto her and not look at it myself. And I will be back with a hopefully better quality podcast next week and some more absolute nonsense and shit related questions.
Zoom has worked, if you think that's okay in it.
And give us feedback on how it sounds.
Yeah, and how shy Johnny and Vinny are and how amazing now.
Sounds good. Mm. Mate, Vinny, cheers for being on.
Harry Potter's a wank.
Christy, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Big Boss.
And thanks to everyone that listens. See you next week.
Bye. You.
Ciao. Stand up for what you know. Stand up for what you know. You've got. We'll be right back.
pushing on. Yeah.